This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The lightning-fast advancement in generative AI has led to an explosion of AI-created sexual content. Human beings are having what they say are sexual relationships with computer chatbots. People are creating hyper-realistic images and video for their gratification, and more people are becoming victims of AI sexual violence.
Between COVID and just new technology, I think people have really gone to the darker side of the web for their sexual experiences.
Dr. Karen Stewart is a clinical psychologist specializing in sexual dysfunction and porn addiction.
I think that we are all so overstimulated all the time that we're constantly looking for that new thing. We're constantly looking for the new thing to make us feel good, or, you know, how can I push this boundary? So AI is the next generation of that. You know, you can create whatever fantasy you've ever wanted with whatever type of person, whether you could even, you know, have sexual, you know, times with a celebrity or somebody that you would never meet in the real world. And it creates this almost bond and connection with that part of sexuality opposed to being in the real world. You know, it's much harder to date and go to meet somebody and have that courting process to go, you know, have some sex. It's very different. You can just literally log on and 15 minutes later be having, quote, sex with somebody that isn't even there.
Are human beings capable, and are they having real relationships? Yes, they're having real relationships. The question we need to answer now is, how do we mitigate the downside for those that are more vulnerable?
Kamna Bujwani is a certified sexologist and sex tech expert and writes a column for Psychology Today.
Large volumes of data being processed at staggering speeds that we've never been able to do before, enhanced by this language component and this synthetic emotion, where you feel like the machine is displaying empathy. And that has a psychometric benefit for us. When we engage with a machine that sounds like they understand our jokes, or that they're expressing some sort of validation for our emotion, it sits better with us. And that's what's happening.
Does this sometimes, when it comes to human sexuality, give people an unrealistic expectation of what a sexual relationship is going to be?
So I think that chatbots in general give people a unrealistic expectation of human of interactions in general, because they're always there. They're always nice to you. They're free and pretty cheap. And I worry about things like negotiation, conflict resolution, all these key elements in human relationships, those skills sort of dying out if you think about we're not using them. Now, that being said, you can train the LLMs to have a more balanced approach, right? And again, that ends up being a more sophisticated and a more mature user. And that's the kind of learning we all need as societies. But yes, when it comes to porn and that kind of imagery, for sure. And you can see the kinds of things. Every single digital avatar that's out there, whether it's a humanoid robot or it's, you know, Elon Musk's Grok, They're all small-waisted and big-busted, perennially young. So we are reinforcing those stereotypes in the technology. And my concern is these are not being developed through diverse choices. This is a very small population. This is fantasy land. These are young, a particular fantasy of a particular human being that's being manifested through these technologies. So we need to diversify these data sets pronto.
Karen Stewart points out we've seen this before. I remember growing up and the concern was about airbrushed photos in magazines. How much more magnified is this now that basically anything can be created quickly?
I love your example of the airbrush photos because I grew up with that too. And I remember the first scandals of, the ladies, showing like, that's not what my stomach and hips look like. Well, picture that times 100 now. That you could take a real figure or a made up figure, and I think it gives, especially men, I will stereotype men in that way, a very unrealistic expression of what the female body looks like, what it does, how it acts, what sexual acts are normal. So if we bring that into the real world, when men are with their actual partners, whether that's male or female for that matter, they will be bored. I've heard of a lot of people being bored in the real world. They call it vanilla sex because it's not the overstimulated, crazy porn style that they're used to seeing.
I'm wondering, for individuals that might not have those real life sexual relationships, could viewing this type of material over and over lead people to act out because of it?
I think that that's one thing that a lot of people worry about. The biggest thing I've noticed with that is that, and we could call it the consent problem, because on AI, a lot of people will play out their more dominant fantasies, or even in a more vanilla way, we'll call it for dominant fantasies of, hey, go sit over there. I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to wear that. You can't do that in the real world. So even in a more benign way of like, hey, go on a date with me, opposed to, hey, I'd like to take you out, is very challenging for some of these people because they're not used to talking to humans.
Omni Miranda Martone, founder and executive director of the Sexual Violence Prevention Association, does worry about a spiral into sexual violence. Martone points out, instead of just viewing pornography, today's AI technology allows people to virtually participate.
They are now able to see themselves if they would like to, which does something different psychologically, right? If they want to put themselves in the content, people don't realize, but people are doing that, right? So they'll put themselves in this video with a celebrity or something. So that's going to do something different psychologically than seeing two strangers.
Martone stresses people can generate anything they want with incredible realism.
And so when people are seeing these things generated, it is normalizing what is happening in the content. And oftentimes that stuff just, it's in a, there's a lot of pressure for it to escalate, a lot of pressure for it to get more violent, a lot of pressure for it to get more on the fringes of what's acceptable in society, because people always want that next bit of adrenaline. And that's only going to come from escalation for people who are seeking out the content. Once again, very different than people who are accidentally coming across the content.
And now they're using it as a weapon.
And that's the main way that we're seeing it being used in K-12 schools and colleges, is that somebody rejects somebody, or someone's mad at somebody else, or somebody goes through a rough breakup, and then somebody creates AI-generated materials, usually of something rather degrading or violent, and says, oh, but it's fake. It's fake. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's fake. I'm allowed to think what I want to think, or things like that. And that's really also an issue, but the fact that this is normalizing digital sexual violence as this weapon of control and power, and trying to silence people from speaking out about sexual violence and other things.
What is the impact of AI-generated sexual content on young people? Listen tomorrow here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.